Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Can I just say something? We just heard the little sports minute there. Can we stop with the national sympathy acts for Clayton Kershaw? Like, he's not dying. He gives some runs in a baseball game. I mean, this happens in sports all the time. Like, Emmitt Smith was limping around for the Cardinals. Shaq was in a Celtics jersey, couldn't move up and down the court. Sometimes legends go out like they can't play anymore.
I mean, by the way, like, he did the Dodgers a favor last night.
Yeah, he absolutely did.
Like, he was a team player for doing that. Like, he gave them a better chance to win. I mean, look, I understand he got some of the runs.
Yeah.
And it sounds weird to say it.
But reading him his last rights.
But after he cost them the game, I should say, he gave them a better chance in the future of the series.
But he wore it.
Right.
Yeah. I just like when I had to hear that, I'm like, oh, like, no. Why is everyone feeling so bad for Clayton Kershaw? The guy's going to go to the Hall of Fame on the first ballot. He's one of the greatest pitchers of all time. Like, who cares that he gives some runs last
together
night?
Over there?
No, because it's like when I was watching the game, and you hear the broadcasters talking about it. As somebody who's been there and lived that life, when your game fell off and you ain't the cat you used to be.
I know, but
it's like, oh man, I know what that feels.
Does she do anything for us?
I get it. No. But we're acting like it's the end of Old Yeller. No. I mean,
it kind of is.
It's not,
because it's like, because here's the thing. When he went out there, like, you got to think of the moment when he went out there. People were cheering, oh, you know, yay! And then as the game went on, they was like, oh, like, not so much, oh, like, you gonna make it happen. It was like, oh, that's my hero, and he's the shell of the man he used to be. Well, you know what it made me think about? Remember that song where Tupac took a shot at Larry Holmes, looking like Larry Holmes, flabby and sick? And I was like, that's what
flabby
I thought about.
And sick.
Yeah, because it's like, you hang on for too long.
Yeah.
Like, you know, some guys get a chance, and it's not many. They leave the game at the top of their game. They leave it with you still thinking that they can play. It was obvious that he was cooked.
I'll tell you what. I think Koufax might have given them a better chance.
Koufax, who didn't even know was alive before the game started.
No joke.
Wait, hold on a second. Were you sure Sandy Koufax was still with us before the game started?
Well, it didn't really cross my mind.
Okay, all right.
I was like, damn, he looked good for what, 89?
He looks great for 89.
For 89, he looked great. Yeah, no, you wearing a diaper?
No.
You don't think he wears? He wouldn't.
Sandy Koufax is way too regal to wear a diaper. Come on.
Yeah, he probably.
You can't. You don't have a 1 ERA in the postseason and wear a diaper.
He still looks like a guy I wouldn't mess with.
No, I wouldn't.
Let alone wear a diaper.
No.
Do you think Mark Sanchez could take him?
I don't know if Mark Sanchez is taking anybody.
I think Mark needs to just calm down.
He's got his own issues to worry about. You know, because Mark liked to fight
old
people.
Actually, you know what? I think Sandy Koufax would kick the crap out of Mark Sanchez.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, Mark liked to pick fight with old folks.
Yeah. Now, Sandy wouldn't need the knife. He would.
We going to hell. We going to hell. With gasoline draws.
Yeah. Always in
the upper room. Man, how you almost go to the upper room by fighting an old man, though, dog?
Yeah.
You
he tried to punch his own ticket to the upper room.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You're trying to go to the upper room, man. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
Well, I think that's a good question for Mark Sanchez. What the hell is wrong with you after all that? All right, 215-592-9494. Before we get back to the phone lines here, let's hear from Trey Turner about the Phillies before the game, and we'll let you know the message that was in that clubhouse by Topper to the team. Here's Trey after the game.
Yeah, we just had a little quick meeting, nothing crazy, but just focus on the game, win today. I think we all know we're kind of pressing as a group in the first two games and wanting to win so bad, and we know we're really good. We just got to play like we always do. So the message was just go 1-0 and worry about tomorrow.
Today?
Yeah, go 1-0 today and get to tomorrow. And I don't think anybody's, you know, feeling like it's our time to go home. We want to keep playing. So we're gonna have to do it again tomorrow. And today was a good start.
All right, Hugh, are you ready to hear what the message was?
I do.
Okay.
I'm ready.
This is from Matt Gell this morning in The Athletic. Quote, before a convincing 8-2 win over the Los Angeles Dodgers in Game 3 of this National League Division Series to extend the season by another day, Thompson urged his players not to think about the enormity of it all. He left them with an idea. Don't try harder, the Phillies manager said. Trust harder.
Give a little bit. Give a little bit of your love to you. Ain't that how the song goes? That's a pretty cool sentiment, though.
Don't try harder.
Just trust harder.
Yeah.
I trust you so hard. That sounds crazy.
Come on, man.
We're trying to rally here, and you're laughing at the message.
I just think
We're trying to rally.
I mean, it worked. It worked. As a matter of fact, I did hear a little bit of that message when I was in his car because I heard Scott mention, he said, well, the theme of the day is trust.
Trust harder.
Trust harder.
Don't try harder. Trust harder. Because if you try harder, you try too hard.
But you're trusting so hard.
Yeah, you got to trust as hard as you can.
Give a little bit.
You think this in the clubhouse today? Is they getting ready for the
give
game?
Give a little bit. Yeah. Give a little bit. That was a good message, though.
It was.
It was a really good message. I just think it's kind of funny. Because then I'm going to be trusting people so hard. Like, you just trust.
Don't try too hard. Just you trust hard.
Just trust them hard.
Well, whatever
you're
the hell
pull
works.
Something if you trust them.
Trusting so hard. Because I was soft.
Oh, I'm glad we got used out of that one. And we've lost you. It's over.
Goodbye, my
friend.
I'm
a professional.
Yeah.
You got to keep telling myself
well,
that.
We lost you yesterday around 1:30.
I am a professional. Yeah.
We actually lost you earlier in the show when I thought Sandy Koufax wasn't with us anymore.
I was just like, damn, Joe, you said about my man.
It wasn't that I remembered that he passed. It's so long ago he pitched. I just assumed he wasn't here anymore.
It was a long-ass time.
It was a long time. He's been in the Hall of Fame for like 60 years. It's a long time.
It's a long time.
Amazing pitcher, and he still looks good. Looks better than most of us, and he's 89. All right, positive Mark at Woodbury Heights up. What's up, Mark?
Guys.
Mark!
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes,
we can
yes,
now.
We
got you now. Yep.
Yeah, I want to say hello to Hugh.
Hello.
That's my favorite.
I want to say hi to Hugh. I want to make sure that is acknowledged, that I said hi to him. And I say hello to everybody before I talk.
All right. Hello, so, Mark.
Good job, Mark.
All of us to you. Mark, what are you feeling?
And I apologize if I've come across arrogant or ignorant in any way, shape, or form in
I
the forget past.
I'm that way every day, so don't worry about it, Mark. It happens.
I wanted to call today. I want to be positive. You know, I have ripped this team to shreds over the course of the season at times. I jumped on the bandwagon in September. Frustrated after game 1 and 2. I got to give the boys credit. They played with some hunger last night. They looked competitive. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they did. Yes.
They had that look about them. They didn't look. I didn't see the deer in the headlight look. Maybe because their backs are against the wall. Maybe they're not feeling the pressure because now everybody expects them to lose. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I do think there was a different energy last night, and I do feel that there was a couple moments where you could tell early, and it wasn't even close to over, they were showing more enthusiasm than normal. There was when they turned the double play in the fifth, I saw Harper come off the field with a little fist pump. Like they had a different energy to them last night. Maybe they just kind of, for the most part, just stopped worrying and just started playing baseball, stopped thinking so much and just play the game.
Yes. What's your thoughts on tonight? Do they win this game?
Yes.
I think they do. They have the pitching advantage tonight. Sanchez is better than Glasnow, and the fact that we didn't have to use Duran last night gives me a lot of optimism. And we could get through a lot of these outs with just Sanchez and Duran and not have to involve anybody else.
Do you use Aaron Nola again if this goes 5 games?
They could. They could.
What you mean in the fifth?
Well,
game?
Some yeah.
You mean a game like
Saturday.
Two more? Yeah, yeah.
Saturday. Yeah, they could. Mark, I think Ranger or Nola could give them another inning Saturday night. I mean, the one thing about I do think we're in the advantage tonight pitching wise. But if this gets to Saturday, the Dodgers have a lot ready to go because they'll have Ohtani and Snell rested for Saturday. So we're going to need to help Luzardo with something else.
Yeah, I thought Aaron Nola looked really good last night.
Yeah,
I thought his movement on his pitches was excellent. You know, I just my only concern, as always, is the offense just going absent for long stretches at a time. I just hope they could be consistent, put the pressure on this team, score early, and we'll see what happens.
We will, Gentlemen, Mark.
Enjoy your day.
You too. There he goes. Positive Mark in Woodbury Heights saying hi to everyone.
That's good.
Yeah, getting it. Make sure we got all that on the same page.
All inclusive.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
The one thing about the Phillies offense that is, it's very Phillies. Even though they scored 8 runs last night, didn't they only score in 2 innings? They only scored in 2 separate innings, right? They scored in the 3rd inning and the 8th inning.
You're talking about, okay.
They just happened to score a lot of runs.
Yeah, it kind of snowballed.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's just who they are. They're not going to put consistent runs up on the 2nd and the 5th and the 7th and the 8th. But that's kind of been their series so far. In game 1, they only scored in the 2nd inning. Then in game number 2, they scored in the 8th and the 9th. And then last night, they scored in the 3rd and the 8th. In 27 innings, I think they've only scored in 5 of them, if my math is correct. It's hit or miss. So let's hope if it stays that way, we get a lot of runs in those innings to make sure we got enough on the board. Bam in Upper Darby is believing.
What's up, fellas?
Bam! What's up, man? How we doing?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
How you
doing great.
Hey, Hugh. I'm down in Houston for my cousin's funeral, right?
Uh-huh.
We got to stop at a Buc-ee's in Houston, man. And they was talking about you down here. They said you should run for the mayor of Philly.
And I got people. I got friends. I got family in Houston now. Houston's nice.
Well, Hugh's going to run for the mayor of Philadelphia?
That's what they said. They said they listened to the show. The guy at the counter was telling me, he's like, yeah, I listened to that WIP show you guys got up there, the midday show.
It's too much responsibility, Bam. I can't do
it. No, I like this idea. You know what? Because that would lead us right into a political scandal with Hugh Douglas.
What would the scandal be?
I don't know, but you get embroiled in one,
no,
for sure.
No, I wouldn't. I can't do that.
Yo, Hugh.
Yes.
That was my first time at Buc-ee's, man. You was right about the jerky.
It's overwhelming, man. They got a jerky wall. It's a wall of jerky.
How was the bathroom, Bam?
Oh, the bathroom was great. Bathroom was great.
Did you take a smash in the bathroom? Did you go number 1 or number 2? What?
Both.
He did both. Because you got it. Like, you got, when you go to Buc-ee's, you got to, you know, you got to bless the bathroom.
Yeah, so, sure. Yeah. When you go to Buc-ee's, you got to, yeah.
You got to go with, if you got to go with, you got to go.
Yep. I mean, all right. You ready for this? Hey, Kyle
is not happy at all.
You literally asked one of our callers if
they take a smash.
Yeah, they take a smash in the restroom.
I mean, he went in the bathroom. I'm just that.
This is your future mayor, everyone.
We are all inclusive on this show.
But we didn't have to be that inclusive. We didn't have to be.
It was a lot.
This is information I don't need. Bam, I love you, but I just.
God, we got like 45 minutes.
That's the problem.
Why didn't you think it was okay to ask him that?
It was the first thing that popped in my head. Because it's like he talked about the bathroom because y'all kind of assumed or alluded to the fact that I was in there taking a smash.
No. We didn't. You sent us a video of you flushing the toilet.
Oh, because I just flushed it. That don't necessarily mean I used it. But I did flush it. I mean,
we don't want to know what's going on
flushing in that toilets that you haven't used? That's even weirder.
I mean, I did.
Wrong with you.
Yeah. I mean, it was just
live
the bathroom. You getting live in the bathroom. I mean, you could because it's like each in the.
Yes,
like
we
each,
know him.
Yes,
yeah, you've told us many times. Still, yeah.
So. I'm looking at the free zone.
Buc-ee's okay, Bam. Isn't Bam? No. Okay.
We don't ask questions.
We just let it be. Right?
Wait a minute. Can we workshop this just this one time? Because this is Bam we met
Careful.
Okay, fine.
This is the Bam you met at the Old Country Buffet. Yeah, right? Am I right? You guys hung out there?
Yes.
Yeah, you had a buffet together?
Yes. Okay. And Bam had the dress on at the cameras tennis match, right?
Yeah.
He had the tutu.
Sometimes, you know, once in a while I just like take a step back and listen to the words said on this show and I realize this is my profession.
This
Bam had the dress on at the cameras tennis match.
He had and
this is my life.
And this is big. Because he said he saw the jerky wall, right?
He said that.
He saw it.
Are you questioning if Bam is actually unable to see?
He does drop those things every now and
then. No, I'm just saying, like, listen, I love Bam. Bam is my dude. But Bam's blind.
Well, I'm not sure he is. I'm putting it out there. I'm not sure he's actually. I'm not sure.
We dance around long enough.
I mean, it could be a matter of speaking
Wait a minute. Because you heard the same thing that I heard, right?
Yeah.
He said he saw the jerky wall.
Also, he's driving down to Texas. But he's all us that, too. I don't know what's going on there.
That seems dangerous. I'm not going to lie.
We going to hell. We going to hell. We are on our way. We are on our way.
Again, I don't think there was anything inherently wrong with thinking that Sandy Koufax wasn't with us anymore. He's pitched a long time ago.
No, I mean, but I just got stuck with it. He said he saw the jerky wall, though.
Yeah, well, because the idea is he probably shouldn't be able to, but he can, which is wonderful.
I mean, I'm not mad. Listen, Bam, I love you, man. Keep calling. We love you, Bam.
We really do.
Ask some questions.
Yeah, and then we had to ask.
We love you, and be safe driving.
What he did in the bathroom, which was really for no reason. Alex is in Raleigh, is up on WIP. Hey, Alex.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Alex, what's up, buddy?
Nothing much. Hugh, fellow hell diver, how's it going, man?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, nothing much. Hey, I just want to talk about, I was talking to your producer while I was waiting, and this reminds me of back in 22, I was stationed in Texas at the time, went down to Houston to catch the World Series, and Philly or the Eagles just happened to be playing the Texans, and it wasn't, I don't want to say it was an afterthought, right? I would put myself as a Birds fan first, but I mean, all the focus was on the Phillies at that time of the year, right? I mean, that's just a given. That's what tonight feels like, you know, with the Giants. It's a good win game. I know it hasn't felt that way this season so far, but and I have trust in the Birds that they'll figure it out at some point, but my main screen is going to be on the Phillies tonight for sure.
Alex, it's a great comparison. It does remind me of that night. Thursday night game going up again. I think that was game 5 of the World Series here in Philadelphia with the Astros and Phillies. And it was the Eagles in Houston against a bad Texans team. Mm-hmm. I think maybe they had one win at the time. It is similar because the Giants are, you know, bad like that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it was end up going to game 6 of the World Series after that, and it didn't end the way we wanted to. But, I mean, you know, at that point in the season, that's what everybody was focused on, was, you know, trying to bring a World Series back to Philly. It, you know, for last night's game, when I picked my parents up from the airport, the first thing we talked about was the decision to bring Nola in. And, you know, looking back on now, like, you know, does that save Popper's, you know, job here? And it's one of those things, like, you put so much trust into Nola right there. Like, that's got to be such a huge confidence boost, not just to him, but to the rest of the team, right? I mean, he's been a workhorse for that organization for years now. And if he's coming out there, like, the trust that the manager has to bring him in to play the way that he did, I mean, you know, why can't the rest of the team do that through the rest of the series and onwards? So I'm feeling good tonight. You know, they're going to be on the main screen. The Flyers and the Birds are going to be, you know, on the phone or something. But, you know, I need at least two of those three teams to win tonight because I can't repeat, you know, with Penn State and the Phils and the Birds this past weekend. So
yeah, we need to make this weekend way better than the last one. Alex, we appreciate the phone call. It does remind me of that 2022. It happens once in a while where an Eagles game gets buried and gets something huge in October.
Mm-hmm.
To your point earlier on how the Giants-Eagles game might go, Hugh, the Eagles probably could, like for our reaction tomorrow, get away with an ugly win because we're going to be so focused on the Phillies no matter what.
Yeah.
But eventually we will come back and talk about whatever happens tonight in the Eagles game. So they better not mess around thinking Hugh Douglas is going to let them off the hook tomorrow, which it sounds earlier like you're going to.
Well, I'm not letting them off the hook. Definitely not letting them off the hook.
I mean, Kyle knows you are. We all know it. I mean, we felt that earlier when you kind of downplayed, you know.
Yeah, it's a joke. Yeah.
No, I didn't downplay it. I'm just being a realist about what this position
or, realist.
What the position of this
Super Bowl favorites against a terrible football team.
Yeah, but they haven't come to Jesus moments and they're trying to downplay it. So you know, there's that. And well, it's only been a couple of days.
Yeah, they are. All right, let's go to Art in Philly. What's up, Art?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, fellas.
Anytime, Art.
I appreciate it. Look, I love the Eagles, but I think they're going to have a tough time with the Giants covering that 7 points. I think they'll win the game, but they're not going to cover that 7 points. Look, Denver gave them the recipe how to beat the Eagles. Blitz, blitz, blitz. Keep Jalen Hurts inside. Don't let him get outside to make them first downs. And a lot of them balls that he threw, they're getting tipped. They were on the money, but they're getting tipped because he's short. He's, you know, these guys coming in are 6'5". They put their hands up. They're tipping the balls. Look, I was so depressed last week. It was ugly about everything, you know. So I don't want this to happen again. But I'd say take the 7 points for the Gamblers. That's all.
Well, you got Hugh Douglas, the Gambler, in here. Art, we appreciate and we love you. You know, what Art said there, Hugh, there was a clip I saw yesterday. T.J. Ward, the former safety in the NFL for the Broncos.
Yes.
He said the same thing Art did, that the Broncos put out a blueprint on how to stop the Eagles' offense.
The Broncos did not blow the Eagles out.
The blueprint was just how to stop the Eagles' offense.
I think that would carry a little bit more weight is if you would have, like, stopped them completely. You had a Hail Mary to win the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't feel like that's a blueprint. I'm sorry. I just don't feel like that's a blueprint. A blueprint is something where, you know, it's almost foolproof where you stymie the Eagles and you stop them from doing what they want to do. Granted, we don't do anything well right now, but I feel like we're trying to find our way more so than you stopped us.
Yeah. One thing I've noticed the last few weeks, not just the Broncos, teams are doing way more zone against the Eagles, and they're struggling against that.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that it seems like, we saw it in the second half against the Bucs, and then this week, those like simulated pressures where they pretend they're going to blitz, and then they drop back.
I will say
it
this,
feels
though,
like that's throwing the Eagles off.
I will say this to that, though, Joe, because I've heard offensive linemen say this quite a bit. Like, when they have certain looks that they've prepared for all week, the team comes out and they do something different, that might play a little bit into that because they're trying to capitalize on what they saw another team try to do.
Yeah.
But the problem with that is everybody does not have the personnel to do that. Like, when I think of a blueprint that a team had against the Eagles, the one that comes to mind is San Francisco 49ers and the way that they played them, because their defensive personnel, the linebackers in particular, matched up extremely well with our players on the offensive side of the ball, and that was a problem. But what Denver did, I mean, come on, man.
Well,
we had a Hail Mary play at the end of the game that could have we could have won the game. So I don't believe that.
Well, and most teams don't even have Denver's personnel. Benito's a great player. Sertan is a great player.
He's an underrated player.
Yeah, the Giants tonight have a good defensive line, obviously, with Burns and Thibodeau and Lawrence and Abdul Carter, but they don't have the guys in the linebacking core or the back end, you would think, to make any stops. So I expect the Eagles' offense to play better tonight than it did, even without Dickerson in this game. He's not playing tonight. I expect them to be better than they were on Sunday against the Broncos' defense. It has some real players. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. All right, we'll check in with you people, and we'll hear from Kyle Schwarber on the field post-game last night, what he had to say after his big night with a pair of huge home runs. That's all coming up, you people as well. Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I know by now you heard me talk about my new tailgate drink, the new Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry Whiskey. It's the real deal, folks. It's bold, vibrant blackberry, softened with a creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a hint of honey. It will be a touchdown at your tailgate when you decide to make it. Jack Daniel's Blackberry. Head over to your local fine wine and good spirits stores and grab yourself a bottle or two of Jack Daniel's Blackberry to make your own Jack Daniel's Blackberry Lemonade. And remember, tailgate responsibly.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We don't have enough Mr. Rogers on the show. We really don't. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Beautiful day outside weather-wise.
Look, a little chilly this morning.
Chilly? It's fall
chilly.
Now.
It's October,
fall.
Baby.
Yeah, this is the right weather.
A little chilly this morning.
Just put a hoodie on, you'll be fine. I mean, it's not that.
Yeah, I got it.
Remember, was it the beginning of the season when he was making the excuse for the Phillies that it's cold?
Yes. Now it's too cold for him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're in L.A., so they'll be fine.
Yeah, L.A., they'll be all right.
Yeah.
Get it together.
It's the play.
You know what I like? That when they get back here on Saturday, there's a little chill in the air. Because last weekend, it was like 80 when I was there at game one. That's not October weather. I need a chill in the air.
It's going
to
be cold.
Yes, it will. It will feel like October. All right, 215-592-9494. Before we go back to the phone lines, we'll check in with you people in a little bit. Can we hear from Kyle Schwarber on the field post-game last night?
I mean, it wasn't just you, Kyle. How'd this lineup overall get their swag back? It was different.
Yeah, I just feel like the conversations, the way that we've all been going about our business the last couple days, right, that we know what's at stake, right? There's no doubt about it, but we take it a day at a time. And, we know what we have in our room, and if we keep doing what we do on a daily basis, consistent basis, good things are going to happen. So good thing happened tonight. Now we got another challenge ahead tomorrow.
How about Ranger? I can't tell if he's at a picnic or pitching in a postseason game. How is he in complete control?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, you start with him where he just is always low-key, always, like, no pulse, you know. And I think, too, like, you look at Knowles. Knowles set the tone there from the beginning. And Ranger comes in. Obviously, you know, he gives up the first pitch home. But then after that, it was just, like, cruise control. And he keeps a low heartbeat. Doesn't matter when guys are on base. He's just worried about making his pitches. And it's just so much fun to, you know, I know I don't play defense anymore, but I know it's fun to play defense behind those guys.
Maybe it's the Powder Blues. What do you think, Kyle?
Hey, you know, we were excited to get an opportunity to wear them and, you know, see what happens tomorrow.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
BA, look good, feel good.
I think you may be onto something there, Lauren, the Powder Blues.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Look good, feel good.
That's right. They're listening to you.
Play good.
Get them washed good at the laundromat somewhere in L.A.
Yeah,
today.
Yeah, got to get them washed, man. Yeah. I mean, it's like players are superstitious. And, you know, when you get the chance to wear something that's different, out of the norm, you revel in that. And then, like I said yesterday, when I was riding and I thought about it, it's a lot of history in that Powder Blues. A lot of history in that Powder Blue.
It was cool to watch it in the Powder Blue.
Yeah.
It popped last night. So a couple, quickly, I mentioned this earlier, but it stood out to me when I saw it, because it is amazing. It, you know, he mentioned Ranger Suarez's slow heartbeat and how he performs. In the last 100 years of Major League Baseball, pitchers that have pitched at least 40 innings in the playoffs, lowest ERAs, Mariano Rivera, Sandy Koufax, Steven Strasburg, Ranger Suarez. His ERA in the playoffs now in his career is down to 1.48. Yeah. 1.48. The highest ERA Rangers ever had in a playoff year. You know, he's been in the playoffs the last 4 years of Phillies, 22, 23, 24, 25. Mm. The highest he's ever had in a single postseason is 1.93. 1.93 is the worst year he ever had in the playoffs in terms of an ERA. The guy's remarkable. And last night, you know, Hugh, I don't know if many pitchers just shake off that home run on the first batter like he did. Like, he comes in, Edmonds crushes one to left.
Crushed it.
No big deal. I'll just get out of the next four innings with no run scored.
Yeah, you know what the irony was? If because we all were complaining about Nola and how he looked or how we thought he was going to look. If he would have, like the way that it, just the way that it happened, you take Nola out the game and immediately they hit a home run. That could have been, you know, an old moment, but it wasn't that. It wasn't that.
Well, I mean, Topper put himself out there in both ways, right?
Yes,
starting Nola, he put his neck on the line. That was working. And then he went away from it very quickly, and he put his neck on the line again, and it worked out again. It was for all the complaining we've done about Topper, Topper won last night. He had a great night. Let's go to Kira in North Jersey talking Eagles Giants tonight. Hey, Kira.
Hi, how are you guys? Thanks for having me on.
Hey, you got it, Kira. What's up?
So I got to say, I grew up stone's throw away from the Giants Stadium, and I bleed green my entire life. I was only allowed to play Madden as Eagles, and I got to say, after the win last year, I was feeling like the biggest F you to every Giants fan in my life that I've grew up with. And this year, they're looking at me like, hey, we're going to beat you tonight. And I'm just feeling that Dickerson should have never played last week. I think they should have kept him a little bit time off. And I feel we were 2-11 for our third down conversions last week. And that is just, I think, the biggest heel that we need to get around, because that is really going to change how Jalen gets the ball out to AJ and Devontae. And we can get over this whole media mess of them trying to feel like AJ should get traded. No. We just need to get our head around using the weapons that we have right now.
Yeah, and Kira, you mentioned the third down's 2-11. It's so hard to sustain offense when you're 2-11, right? Like, really, our whole offense last week was those big plays. We didn't sustain offense. But, Kira, I feel good tonight. I mean, you obviously know with the people you're near. I mean, the Giants stink. I mean, this is a win tonight for the Eagles.
Absolutely. And after this past weekend, it was like, oh, woe is me. I mean, obviously we got Penn State, Phillies, and Eagles, and it was feeling like the world was on fire. And I feel Phillies gave us some hope, and I want to ride that with the Eagles tonight. Now, I don't think it's going to be a shutout win, although it should be every time we play the Giants, because it's the Giants, and I'm going to hate them for the rest of my life. But I really think what we should do is just, one, establish Saquon early, and he needs to get a touchdown within the first half so he can we can have that dominance and go back to what we did last year, which was showing Saquon, showing what we can do, and when they, like, just like the Chiefs did, once we show Saquon and they would try to cover him, then we go to AJ and Devontae and maybe Goddard too.
I like it. And you know what? You know, just like last year, Kieran, good phone call. He's going to want to have a big night at MetLife as against the Giants.
Yeah.
Let's keep it simple tonight. Hand the ball to Saquon, which I know he was on the injury report this week with a sore knee. That he came off the injury report. He was full practice yesterday. He had, what, 6 carries on Sunday? If his knee feels
like
fine,
30 yeah, yards,
he's
like that.
Fresh tonight. Can we have a big Saquon night tonight? Can tonight be the first big Saquon night? No?
Well, no Landon.
I know.
Juergen's still banged up.
They're 26th in run defense. I mean, can he break one
tonight?
What
are we in rushing offense?
Probably towards the bottom.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just saying he's eventually going to have one, right? He's going to have a 65-yard run for a huge gain, and it obviously gives him a big night statistically. Feels like tonight's the night. How are we scoring tonight? Are we scoring running the football or throwing the football tonight?
I was thinking throwing.
After what we saw on Sunday?
Yeah. I mean, I think you got to double down on that.
AJ and Saquon had a chat.
You want to double down on the pass tonight?
I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying.
Oh.
Double down on it. Yeah, I think it's happening.
We threw the ball 38 times.
The reality
for 17
is points. we should be able to beat the Giants doing whatever the hell we want.
No, I agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what the coach said. They can do whatever we want to do.
Oh, Dable.
Yeah, he said we could do whatever
we want.
Well,
he also said he sees AJ open on tape.
A whole bunch.
All right, let me ask you this.
Gut punch.
One thing. You get to feel good about one thing after the game. Saquon and the running game have a big day, or the passing game has a big day.
You ask me what I think I'll feel good about, or
what would you, if you could only feel good about one of these things after the game, we'll say they get the win, it's convincing. Is it because we dominated through the air, or finally the run game broke?
I think it's the run game, because that we can go back to that as our bread and butter. I'll take that again.
I think it's going to be the passing game. I think we're throwing the ball.
That wasn't my question.
No, I'm just saying, I just wanted to put that out there. I think it's going to be passing.
So just like the opening segment, this is just the Hugh Variety Hour.
I'm just saying it's just
okay. Let's go to, let's grab Cowboy Jim wants to talk about the Phillies. I know the other day he wanted to talk Phillies and Cowboys, but I couldn't get through the Cowboys part, so we never got the Phillies point. Today, Cowboy Jim is back with us.
Yes, I would like to end this positivity with the Phillies, please. And don't hang up on me. I have a question for Hugh at the end, so don't hang up on me.
Hugh might hang up on me.
Yeah, I mean, he's hanging up Douglas over here. Hang up,
well,
Hugh.
Well, he has. Right on cue for WIP. Maybe you should change your name to SAS instead for short attention span. Funny how quickly you all forget the first two games. You guys are crying yesterday. Mm-hmm. It ended.
What do you want us to do?
Phillies.
Celebrate?
We're done with Topper. You're done with it. Give me a break. And yesterday was a farewell game for the Phillies. That's a farewell win. Farewell to Topper, Nola, Schwarber, Castellanos. They're all done. It's over with, okay? Hell, they threw Kershaw out there just to say thank you to him. They knew they were going to lose the game. Just throw him out there. He's not going to pitch it anymore of the series. And Nola, he pitched 2 innings yesterday. 2. And you guys are going, yeah, he pitched well.
He did.
It's really good.
He pitched well for 2 innings.
What's going on down there? Yesterday you were crying.
Did he pitch well or not?
2 innings.
But that was all they asked him to pitch.
He goes, I have so much confidence in him. I have so much confidence in him. Wow, 2 innings? That's confidence.
It's more than you did, Cowboy Jim.
I'm sorry, what?
You heard me.
I have a question for you. You left us all hanging today. You said something in the beginning of the show about how much load someone can take.
We'll get back to that.
Doesn't that depend on the jerky wall? Doesn't that really depend on
and
that?
And that's enough.
I thought y'all let that one go.
Your fault. This is your fault.
Y'all need to grow up. That's all I got to say.
We need to. You giggled through what you said.
You giggled through like 5 things today.
It all started. We were having a celebratory show, a fun show, and then just because I questioned if Sandy Koufax is still alive or not, you we lost you.
No, you know what? Hugh says things and then looks at me and starts giggling like we're in high school.
No,
it is.
No, because you look at me. So it's like it's almost like we're on the same wavelength. Nope. We're on the same childish
we're professional.
Wavelength.
Keep it together.
I am a professional. That's right. Professional. It's my professional voice. This is my professional face.
This is my professional face.
It's my professional face. No, when I heard it, I was like, yeah, that's a drop. when I heard it.
Yeah. So now you feel them as you say them, the drops?
Well, yeah, because it's like we're childish. And I know the you people, I know they went ballistic in the chat. They went crazy.
Of course they did.
Because they don't know how to
act. Was that about the laundry?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
You people don't have to know how to act. They're just you people.
They're just a wild bunch
of audience.
You're the professional. They're a bunch of wild individuals, man. They need to get their stuff together, though.
Wouldn't they say that about us? I mean, we're the ones putting this nonsense over
the
air.
You people need to get y'all stuff together. Mm-hmm. That's all I got to say.
You keep challenging you people, man.
Everyone likes to poke the bear. I just... Chris in Middletown.
No, I love
By the way,
people,
you
man.
People are clearly in Chris's head. I mean, he talks about them
every day.
Every call.
Aaron listens to the show. He calls in, and then he goes on the chat board. Yeah, he does all that.
I appreciate that. Aaron is part of the show in every way. He flew out here for the fantasy draft.
He talks pretty heavy in the chat, though,
yeah.
compared to how he talks on the air. I got to say.
Is he chesty? He gets chesty in there.
Oh, yeah.
Or you mean to be using words that he never really uses?
Personal.
Oh, yeah. Really?
He's got a nasty streak, though.
All right, Aaron. I'll check that out at some point.
Awesome.
All right.
I'm not allowed to look.
I'm going to grab Joe, and then let's make sure Violet's not on speakerphone when we do get to her next. Joe in the Northeast. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Joe, what's up?
You know, the Sanchez today, we're going to see if the Dodgers were the aggressive going out after him, or are they going to try to make him, or are they going to try to take some pitches? Because if they're aggressive, he's going to pitch a complete game against them. You know, so Zach Wheeler, is he on the trip with them?
You know, I don't know the answer to that, Joe. I didn't see him, but that doesn't mean he's not there. I just didn't see him when I was watching the game. I'm not sure.
Right, because, you know, he's been in his ear all along. And, I mean, he might be very well hyped up for this game. And just to keep him calm that he's not overthrowing, especially when you have that change up, that's what you can't do. Joe, and you saw right from the beginning that there was a change with this team. And you know what I'm saying? What did Turner do the first time up?
Bunted.
Right. I've been out of games because you can see it when you're out there. They don't show you the shots on TV. Mm-hmm. But how the third baseman is playing him like he's Aaron Judge. And, you know, that's what, if he does that during the course of the year, they're going to bring that third baseman up. And a lot of those balls he hits down the third, he's going to add 10, 15 more hits on there. So I was glad to see him do that, you know, last night, even though it wasn't a good bunt back to the mound. But that's what they need to do. Stay aggressive. Stay running the bases. When you get Stott and Marsh, Turner, and Realmuto on, you got to challenge Smith back there, you know?
Well, yeah, they do. And they did it a little bit last. Joe, I'm wondering if he's going to catch tonight. He kind of talked his way back in the lineup last at the start, I mean. Mm-hmm. But now it's back-to-back nights. That was part of the reason Smith wasn't catching all full game because they didn't think his body was built back up. I'm not sure, and Joe, we appreciate it. I'm not sure if he's going to start tonight. He'll obviously come in the way he did game one and two if he doesn't start. But I would prefer him out of the lineups. Smith is a really good hitter. All right, let's go to Violet in Virginia. Hey, Violet.
Violet.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for taking my call, and thank you so much for the heads up.
You got it, Violet. What's up? What are you thinking?
Oh, my gosh. You know how much I love this team. I am just so excited. Just one more, and bring it back to the bank. I do have to – I mean, everybody did a great job, but I have to give a shout-out to my boy, Alec. What a freaking catch, because that was huge.
That was an incredible play, and they pointed it out, and they're right on the broadcast. He's probably the only third baseman in baseball that makes that because he's the tallest, and that ball had to be 10 feet off the ground, and he was able to get it.
And I just love Ranger, and I love freaking Nola, and I love my boy Sanchez. And you know what I need to see tonight?
What you need to see?
I need to see the little shoulder shimmy. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Of course I know what you're talking about.
When Christopher starts getting in the groove, mm-hmm. he does that little shimmy. If I see that, we're going, baby.
Let's do it, Violet. Sanchez going to pitch him back here for a game five on Saturday night. All right, let's check in with you people, see what they got for us.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
You Douglas is an inspiration.
I thought it was about it. That's the idiot sound.
I knew.
Put that on a t-shirt.
That was
right
a delivery.
There. Douglas, inspiration.
Yep. Oh, please, Joe. We all heard you yesterday.
Yeah, and they won.
I don't know.
I don't know why the ones like that make me laugh.
Do people want us to celebrate the Phillies after on a show like yesterday?
I got news for you. If they win tonight, I'm going to say they're going to win the series on Saturday, and if they lose tonight, I'm going to rip them and want to fire people. Like,
that's how it works. Are you new here?
This is the way we do this.
That's how fandom works.
Yes.
Yep. What does any of this have to do with anything, guys? That's a good question.
Well, I mean,
for a lot of things,
that's like introspective life question. I mean, really, what is the point of all this? Is that what they're saying?
I think,
or is this about Hugh
probably
nonsense?
About some conversations we're having that have
laundromat
to do with,
and
yeah, I mean, come on,
yeah, Sandy Koufax being alive.
You know, we can drift away sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do we? I don't think so.
Yeah, sometimes.
Don't ask Kyle anything. I don't want to hear it.
Evergreen. That could work for any day. Yeah.
Sorry, everybody. No chance the Phillies score 20 runs tonight, Kyle. Come on. I mean,
you
can't
said
possibly be serious.
Yeah, you did kind of say that.
People.
It was an extreme example.
Yeah, we do extreme examples.
I mean, if they put Kershaw back out there, I'm not sure.
That was sad. That was kind of sad.
Yeah, I do worry about some of these people sometimes. Mm-hmm. I mean, my goodness. My favorite songs Douglas sings are the ones with no lyrics.
That's a good one. I like that one. That's a good one. I admire that one. Yep. That's pretty good. Mm.
We got a couple new bracket entries to celebrate. Hang Up Hugh, which we've already
Hang Up Hugh became really popular really fast.
And here's one. Hugh Scadaboo.
Hugh Scadaboo. You talking about the running back.
Well, you did praise him a little bit too much.
You were all Giants up, Scadabooed up.
Yeah, I got to say, Chris, you became Chris in Middletown real fast this week. The Jaguars thing, Scadaboo, Dodger Douglas with the blue.
I see how this goes.
Well, it's just we're calling him for what it is.
He's decent.
You know what? Maybe that was Giant blue.
No, Hugh on a Giant week?
Oh, dude.
No, definitely wasn't.
He's wearing blue during Dodgers and Giants week. We might need to run an investigation.
That's not true.
It's not a good look. Could you agree with that?
I mean, it's royal blue.
It's a bad look.
It's royal blue.
Yeah.
It was royal blue.
Hugh, everyone makes mistakes, buddy.
Yeah, just admit it.
Okay. Blue.
Move on. Well, we can all move on. We will forgive you.
It was royal blue.
It was royal blue.
We'll discuss again if we forgive you if we get a double L tonight. You know.
No, we're not taking no L's tonight.
Okay.
Not taking no L's tonight.
Bigger upset, Koufax still with us, or Hugh stayed up through the game?
Hugh staying up.
Yeah,
people live to 89 all the time. It's old.
Then
but it's
I
not...
hell died a little bit afterward too.
Yeah, what time do you go to sleep?
Impressive.
Probably about 1:30.
Whew.
I'm gonna go tell you this nap coming before we come back tonight. I gotta take a nap.
How long that nap gonna be? The pregame starts at 6.
Oh, I'm gonna take a 2-hour nap. I got 2 hours.
2 hours?
Yeah, about that.
You might be in trouble.
I know. I might be Elliot and I.
I'm gonna take a 2-hour nap. It's gonna be cool. It's great. It's gonna be great.
All right.
Can we call a pitch clock violation on Hugh for Father Time?
That ain't right. That is
it's pretty good, actually.
Joe, quote, how are we feeling about this Phillies game last night? Hugh, I am a living legend. I am the greatest of all time. That was about how the open went.
That is not, I did not do that.
I tried to
tell y'all.
It's exactly what happened. Like, we were all excited about the Phillies. You're like, you know what?
Man, the Phillies
told you, and then who doubted me?
Phillies are back in the series. I have vision. Everybody bowed to me.
I did.
You hijacked the entire first segment.
Really, the first hour.
I'm offended.
Well, between that and the laundromat and the loads, I mean, it really was a mess.
Yeah, which, by the way, let's get to that real quick. So we have a new gem from Hugh, which is basically a daily occurrence at this point.
I'm imagining the equipment manager calling to every laundromat in Los Angeles. Hey, do you how many loads?
Many loads can you handle at one time?
You know what I realized as it happened?
You kind of went there, too.
I was about to say it, realized what I was going to do, and I kind of just let it float, and then Hugh alley-oop slammed up that thing.
You brought it on home.
Yeah, you did.
Bring it home. How many loads can you handle at one time? How many loads you can handle at one time? That's crazy.
Crazy. You said it.
I mean, how many loads can you handle at one time? No, it ain't my fault, though. It's you.
Oh, you're gonna blame all this
because you're childish.
What?
You guys are. I'm
no.
So
hold on. You started.
Like
you said it and started giggling and looking at me.
Okay,
immediately.
I read the room. We got a bunch of childish individuals. Those guys in there, in that TV screen, that monitor.
This is like a high school class.
It really is. It's becoming more like that every day.
How many loads can you handle at one time? How old are you guys? You guys ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I imagine they're all different ages. I
mean, you're the oldest one here.
Yeah, probably. Probably about right. If Aaron's here, he probably.
You think so?
Well, he's probably a little bit younger than me.
Yeah, I would.
Probably a little bit.
You think the people in YouTube are closer to you, or are you closer to Koufax?
I'm not. I refuse to answer that question.
Yeah, that was insulting.
I refuse to answer that.
That was brutal.
I just was wondering.
No, I mean, well,
if they're 20, right? If people on YouTube are 20, then Hugh's closer.
I'm
to
thinking like the 30s and the 40s.
Okay, then they're closer to.
But you were the one that was being disrespectful because you was like, wow, I didn't know he was still.
I was honestly surprised Sandy was still with us.
I'm gonna guess 20 for the U people crowd.
Okay,
you think so?
Yeah.
Well, then they're about 30 years younger than Hugh. Hugh's about 30 years younger than Sandy.
It's like
I'm 30, and I don't know how many people my age are doing YouTube chat stuff. That feels like something younger.
I mean, but it might be people that are at work and that are, you know.
It might be. Maybe. Yeah, people that have real jobs, unlike us.
But people Hugh's age, like, they're just listening on the Odyssey app if they can even pull that up.
Yeah, I'd be having trouble with the Odyssey app.
You have trouble with the Odyssey app?
No, true story. Like, I had to do something on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And they sent me directions to do it, right?
Oh, boy.
Still haven't figured it out. And I have the directions.
Step instructions.
And we have technology, Douglas.
Still haven't figured it out. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure they'll be calling at some point trying to figure out what's the problem. Mm-hmm. I'll be like, I don't know what to do.
Not sure.
With the lady at the airport kiosk, sir.
Hey, man, listen. I'm not asking for help. Now, if you see me struggling, then we'll take it from that. But I wasn't about to ask that lady to help me. I was just going to stay in Florida.
And you were going to say.
Remember how I used the phrase lost at sea for Petullo? You were lost at sea that day.
I was fully prepared.
You were floating away.
Because nobody was at the desk. And then I was like, well, I guess I'll be here in Florida for a couple of days.
You would have watched that plane go up the runway before asked anybody for help.
I wasn't going to ask. I wasn't. And I'd have stayed there. I had made up my mind. Yeah, I guess I'm staying in Florida.
And like a good friend, I saw you. I texted Kyle. I was like, check out Hugh. He's cooked.
And I was so high that day. I had a good time. I'd have just sat at the airport and figured it out.
That was the same flight where he hit his head getting on the plane, right?
Yes.
Yes, it was. And I didn't turn around because Kyle was laughing too hard.
That was a great one.
This, I can see. Are you okay, Kyle?
Right.
Crack it up.
I have big questions.
What you got?
I need guarantees.
Guarantees!
How many wins we get tonight?
You mean
one,
between the two
or three?
We got two. I'll say the Flyers winning tonight.
Wow, you just took a shot at the Flyers in opening night?
I mean, let's be honest.
All right, but the Phils are winning.
The Phils are winning.
And the Eagles.
The Eagles are winning.
Let's go!
Flyers not so much.
All right, we'll talk to you next for the pregame show at 6. Have a great afternoon. Afternoon show next. Sports Radio 94 and WIT.
Peace!
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.